Want to win $500? Go to SeacoastOnline.com or Fosters.com now to vote in the 2018 Best of the Seacoast. More than 150 categories, all honoring the top five businesses in each category. Vote now for your chance to win $500. Your vote, your voice will choose this year's Best of the Seacoast. We want to know who has the best romantic restaurant, lobster roll, best yoga studio, and more. The 2018 Best of the Seacoast, the Seacoast's most prestigious annual award. Go to SeacoastOnline.com and Fosters.com now to cast your votes. And you may just win $500.
This bill is long overdue, and I'm very glad, and I'm sure my son is very happy to see this done as well. It's going to help those coming behind him, and it's going to release some of that burden of the financial situations that they get into. I mean, it's expensive to fight cancer, and if you don't have insurance, so now this will help. And I know they've worked very hard to get this to pass, and I'm very happy to see it. He had insurance. But he also went down to MD Anderson in Houston for experimental treatment, which some of that was not covered. And that was very expensive. But he was, you know, grasping at straws at that point and did what he felt he had to do. I know he said it cost him $10,000 a month. He had to live down there while they were doing this treatment. I don't think it stressed him as much as it did his wife and the rest of the family, because he was trying to get the best treatment, and that's what we wanted for him as well. And the firefighters were able to help some. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know how much debt he had afterwards. That I never found out. There was that sliver of hope. He took it. I mean, he did everything he possibly could to get ahead of this, and it just was not meant to be. I can remember him coming to see me, and we were talking, and I said, Jeff, you're going to beat this. He said to me, he said, get your head out of the sand, Ma. He knew at that point, but he still kept plugging along, hoping that something would work. He told me that like he was 2 months into it, and he was diagnosed in December, and he died that May. So his battle wasn't long, but it was very painful for him.